Elder Bobby Payne from Hamilton Primitive Baptist Church in Hamilton, Alabama, with text from Psalms chapter 29.
Good to be with you here. I've certainly enjoyed the morning service. Pray it's asking interest in your prayers, what time we're before you. Saw something interesting the other day and thought it kind of suited our case somewhat, that it says we used to go to church, hear the gospel preached, and mourn over our sins. And now we go to church and hear a motivational speech and ignore our sins. So that kind of sums up where God's children are somewhat. But we have heard a lot of good admonition this morning. We pray that we'll take heed to that admonition. I thought Brother PJ, he preached a wonderful small discourse that I needed personally. I don't know about you. I get in the flesh too much. And tend to say and do things that would bring reproach that I shouldn't say. I'm thinking sometimes I do it in the... I'm thinking mistakenly that it's a zeal for the cause. Sometimes our zeal can get a little too zealous, I guess.
Amen.
But I'm thankful for that, and I needed that rebuke. I would have you think about just a little while this afternoon, though, about the voice. You know, I got a little grandson, about 2.5. He can say, "Papa, I love you," and boy, that'll just turn the whole world upside down, won't it? And I'm sure all of you have children and grandchildren that can do the same thing. Some talked about their wives, and you know, isn't it nice to hear your wife or husband's voice and tell you that they love you? Amen. That can kind of twist you around a little bit. But a good attribute is hear the voice of the saints of God lifting their voices up in song and praise to the God of glory.
Amen.
Yes, brother, that's a little earnest of our inheritance.
Yes.
While we sojourn here. And then hear the preacher, blessed by the Lord, to raise his voice and to speak the words of God and cause God's children to rejoice and to sit under the sound of the gospel and just to put out the world and the worldly things for a little while. I'll tell you, there's no better place to be.
Amen.
Now, I'll be like you. I'll probably get out here and hit up the road in a little bit. And as the fellow said, it won't take me long to get back in the flesh.
Right.
But I'm going to rejoice right now. And I'll rejoice going down the road of what I've heard this day. But then we get to the voice of God. You know, people say sometimes, "Well, I've never heard the voice of God." Well, you have. You might not recognize it. But you've heard his voice. It's been reflection in your life. Brother Larry's already quoted a verse of scripture this morning that says, "He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast." Don't say the Lord tries to do this or wants to do that. He says the Lord spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. 29th Psalm says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The Lord in the morning of time said, "Let there be light." Light didn't say, "I don't want to shine forth today, God," but God spoke this world into existence.
Amen.
He could have thought it into existence,
right.
But the power of God's voice, and he just spoke.
Amen.
And it was done. How many of us can say that?
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, he's got a new little kid baby there. You know, when he says something to that baby, it might hear and it might want to obey and it may not. It's like my voice this day. I can get just as loud, and you can get it louder and louder and louder, but that don't mean it's got any power.
Right.
We got a lot of loud mouths right now. They're called politicians.
That's right.
They'll tell you just about anything you want to hear. They'll tickle your ears real well. As far as that goes, we probably got some preachers that way. But we got a lot of folks that love to have their ears tickled also. You know, I used to have a little trouble with that scripture. I wasn't sure where it was the preacher wanting to tickle the ears or the people was wanting their ears tickled. You know, I guess it could go a little both ways, but the people surely like to have their ears tickled. But the Lord spoke this world into existence because his voice is powerful.
Yeah.
We could go over there to where Jonah was swallowed up in the whale. You know, the Lord had told Jonah where he needed to go. Go over to Nineveh. Do the preaching that I bid thee. And you think you don't hear the voice of God? I know that maybe was a different circumstance there. But Jonah heard the literal voice of God telling them where to go.
Right.
The minister, maybe you haven't planted your feet somewhere right now, but the God of heaven will speak to you in an inaudible voice.
Right.
But he will let you know where you ought to be. Mm-hmm. I believe he speaks to the children of God's heart and lets them know where they ought to be. Do you think you wound up by accident this morning here at Macedonia, a few miles out of Ackerman, here on a Friday afternoon? Do you think that, now there may be some that maybe, you know, well, I just had told them I'd go. But you know, I believe you had a desire to be here.
Yeah.
And that desire was sparked by the God of glory.
Amen.
But God spake and it was done. He commanded and I was about like the brother Larry. Larry, I like to lost my rabbit there for a minute. It wasn't a rabbit. It was right there. And I get to thinking about the preacher told his wife, said, you know, I want a little subtle hint, you know, and I get to going off and she held up his picture of a rabbit, you know. So, wasn't so subtle. I'm glad preachers don't have that anymore. And I say that in all jest. I'm not trying to be a comedian and entertain you this afternoon, because this is not an entertainment field. We're here to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But a little after dinner, so, you know, we all need to be woke up just
that's
a little.
It. That's right.
But Jonah, the Lord had told him to go down there. And you know the story without going into a whole lot of that. Now, it's got a verse that I want to get down to. But you know, they threw him overboard and they're swallowed by a whale. Now, there's a lot of... I got in a big discussion one time. That's where I need a lot of repenting to do. There's a fellow got on there in one of these Bible things, and he said, there's nothing in the Bible that says it was a whale. It was just a big fish. He said, it could have been a shark. It could have been this. It could have been that. I said, well, just go over to Matthew there, and he'll tell you exactly what it is. He said, oh, that's the King James version of it. I said, well, I like to think of it as being the King James Bible.
Amen.
Of it, and it tells us that it was a whale, and
amen.
I'll take the Lord's word over some
right.
other biblical scholar. Brother Neil, you know, I know the Greek and the Hebrew, that's all important.
Right.
I'm like the brother said, I just soon have the English part of it. And I know that other part's important too for rightly dividing the word of truth. But anyhow, we know that Jonah was thrown overboard, swallowed by a whale. And you know, there was something happened over there when Jonah repented and it says, he said, salvation is of the Lord. And it said, the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah on dry land. See, he's a powerful voice. He didn't say, the whale, I'm going to make you sick in your stomach, you know. But he said, he spit him out. And he spit him out on dry land. Or I've tried to correct our people, and I'm just now getting in the bad habit myself. He didn't spit him out, he vomited him out.
Right.
I said, you know, there's a great bit of difference. You know, spit comes from here, and I know you just had lunch and all that. But you know, vomit comes from a whole lot deeper.
Right.
Jonah wasn't just in the mouth, he was
amen.
Down in the belly of the whale.
Right,
so
right.
it's that's the right way to divide
amen.
That. But it says, and he spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. So we know the Lord's voice is powerful. He could even speak to a whale, and he does his bidding. We could go on just a little bit more, and understand the Lord has power over all flesh. We could get a verse of scripture over there. Maybe I'll go with this other one here right quick in Matthew and Mark 4. Mark 4, we find here the disciples are out on the ship, and the sea and the winds is boisterous. And they become afraid for their lives. Sometimes we have turmoil and trials in our lives, like the wind and the rays, and they toss and turn us about and about. But it says, they came unto him, and it says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they wake him and say, Master, carest not that we perish? You know, that's our complaint at times. We don't think the Lord is there with us. We don't think the Lord's there in our time of trouble. We're like the fellow in the footprints, you know, in the sand. Lord, there was only one set when things got really rough. And the Lord said, yeah, that's when I was carrying you. You know, and that's where I think we are here. These disciples don't understand that the Lord does know all about them and they does know their situation. It says, and he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still.
Right.
Now, there's a good, important lesson in a natural realm that to understand the voice of the Lord is powerful. Also, a good lesson for us that the Lord can speak in our lives when things go awry, things are going tough, the Lord can say, peace, be still. Have you ever had those circumstances in your life where it seemed like the world was turned upside down? Maybe you had the loss of loved ones or so on and so forth. A lot of things going on in your life. I know there's a turmoil going on with that family now that lost a little 9-year-old there. Just took her in for what they thought was basic surgery. But there's a lot of storm coming to life of that family at this time.
Right.
But the Lord is able, and we ought to pray to that end that the Lord would say, peace,
amen.
Be still. Peace be still. No, he's not ever told us not to weep. You know, we're to weep. He wept at the tomb of Lazarus.
Right.
You know, so the Lord is a compassionate God. He's not telling us that we shouldn't cry over the loss of loved ones.
Right.
But he said, don't let it consume you.
That's right.
Oh, peace be still. He is the God of all comfort. He says he hath delivered, he doth deliver, and he will yet deliver.
Mm.
Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
He said, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. All the great calms in life. And he said unto him, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? There's one of those faiths. You have no faith. Have no faith. How come they didn't have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Oh yeah, sometimes when the storms roll through and there's tornadoes and much destruction, we wonder, and people even, they got the idea that God is not in charge of the weather. But folks, I'd hate to know the devil was in charge of it. I'm not saying God directs a tornado to destroy a certain area
right.
or a certain thing, but God is in charge of the weather. God makes weather happen. God can make it rain. He says, rains upon the just and the unjust. He says, the winds turn into circuits and they go just like the Lord has commanded them to go. Again, I'm not saying the Lord directed a tornado to hit your house and not mine. I don't pray to that end that the Lord, I would pray to the Lord that everybody be spared. But where, as the fellow said, where it snows and I can't help it and you can't either.
Amen.
We could go back to the 55th chapter of Isaiah, I believe, there where we find the Lord gives us a good natural lesson and for us to understand. See, I have to get back over there. Not quite a flipper as my pop was.
Mm-hmm.
Asked him, I said, Dad, how does it seem like you just flop it in the page and it just falls right into place? He said, son, it's not by accident. He said, you keep flipping them pages and you'll figure it all out. So, you know, you will. Whether you flip it and you have to say, well, I know it's on the left-hand side on a certain page. Or whatever you have to do, or you remember where the verse of scripture is. You know, those pages in those old brethren's Bible, they don't get well worn and greased and just by accident.
Right.
It's not because they was eating chicken while they were reading the Bible or nothing like that. It's because they stayed in the book and studied. But the Lord says, as far as rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, the 55th chapter of Isaiah, the 10th verse, he says, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall, in the same manner, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It shall not return unto me void.
Amen.
You know, as I was saying a while ago, sometimes we tell children and grandchildren, you know, don't do that. And you know, sometimes our words return unto us void.
Right.
They'll try you to see if they can get by. But the Lord's words, they don't return unto him void.
Right.
He said, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. We believe that happens in a natural realm.
Right.
The Lord speaks. The Lord put this world into existence. The reason that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west because God said it would be that way. God said he'd never destroy the world by water again. And he put a rainbow. Every time it rains, you may not see it, I may not see it. But the Lord's What's so important about that? We can look and re-remember, but the Lord says, I'll look on it and I'll remember.
Amen.
I like that part.
That's right.
You know, because I'm forgetful.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, I'm very forgetful. But the Lord, He hasn't ever forgot anything. He says, my words shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that. Now, let's get a little bit. Well, we could go to another natural realm. We could go over there where the Lord came to the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus has been dead for at least 4 days, but of course by now he said he stinketh. And the Lord says, roll away the stone. And then he cries out, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
Now Lazarus didn't say, well, Lord, you know, I'm pretty happy like this. You know, my spirit's on to heaven. You know, there's a lot of folks getting a lot of discussion about, you know, all those things. But, you know, and say, you know what, if I'd have been Lazarus, I sure would have been sad because my spirit would have been done wafted to heaven. And then they had to come back and take up bodily form again. And then, you know, waiting to die again. You know, they get into all kind of things. Folks, God's still in charge.
Amen.
He's still in charge. You don't have to worry about all that.
Right.
But he said Lazarus came forth, and he did.
Amen.
Bound. Yes, he was bound, and he came forth because God told him to.
Yeah.
Now, let's get on over to about the fifth. Well, let's go to the fifth chapter of John. I know you're already ahead of me. Brother Larry, I know he is. He's a good scriptorian, and some of these other brethren, they probably already ahead of me also. But let's understand the reason you have a hearing ear and a seeing eye. First of all, we go to about the 20th chapter of Proverbs in the 12th verse, and he says, even the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he's talking about there. He could very well be talking in the natural, but I believe he's talking in the spiritual there.
Mm-hmm.
That we're able to hear and we're able to see spiritual things because the Lord hath revealed them unto us, and he's made them.
Yeah.
He's given them to us. Now there's some folks out there that's blind as far as natural sight, but still able to rejoice in a Savior's love.
Amen.
There's folks out there that can't hear. They said Helen Keller knew all about there was a Lord. She didn't know what his name was for a long time.
Amen.
We read all in the Bible here about folks born blind, can't see, and the Lord able to go and touch them by his power. But now we go here. Well, let's hit another verse of scripture there. I want us to understand that this, as the brothers already explained this day, that all this comes by the power of God. He says, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So we know spiritual things by the spiritual imputation of God. Now that's I don't know where that word comes from. Sometimes I get those dollar and a half words too. But the Lord implants it into his children.
Yeah.
But he says here in the 5th chapter of John, in the 24th verse, he says, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Mm-hmm.
He that heareth my word. Now, there's a lot of folks that would try to, you know, they'll say, well, you know, see, if you just hear the gospel, Brother Payne, and believe it, well, then you can have eternal life. But that's not what it says.
No, that's right.
He said, he that heareth my word and believeth him that sent me hath everlasting life.
Amen.
Already in possession of.
Amen.
They have it, and now they're able to believe and rejoice in the Savior's love.
That's right.
And he goes on down and says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour's coming. And now he is. Now, can you put that time on a calendar? You know, the time's coming and now he is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a certain time you can say, hey, I know when that is. But the Lord said his time is coming and now he is. When the dead in the grave? No, dead in trespasses and in sins.
Right.
When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. God didn't say they might live.
Amen.
They'd do their part. They could live. Mm-hmm. No, he says they shall live. Now, that didn't say they shall understand all the gospel.
Right.
He says they shall hear and they shall live.
Amen.
He says the hour's coming. Now is. Why is that? Well, because none of us are born at the same time.
Right.
So the hour's always coming and now is.
Amen.
John the Baptist leapt for joy in his mother's womb. David was made to hope white upon his mother's breast.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul, born on the road to Damascus.
Right.
I believe, you know, there's some other brother and says, no, I don't know, you know. That's the way I see it.
Amen.
Apostle Paul didn't show any fruits of being a child of grace before that time.
Amen.
But it says, time's coming now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Mm-hmm. 10th chapter of John says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
My who? My sheep.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything about the goats. My wife said, what in the world are you talking about? You know, sometimes she has a lot more zeal than she has knowledge. And she has more zeal sometimes, I believe, maybe than I do. But, you know, bless her heart, she said, what's the sheep and the goats? You know, well, there's a lot of folks has trouble, I guess, the sheep and goats. But, you know, there's only one way I know to explain that. The sheep are God's children, the goats are not his.
That's right.
He didn't choose them to be goats. He just left them right where they were. We all could have been under that same condemnation.
Amen. That's right.
And rightfully so.
Amen.
You know, as the brother's already been explaining this morning, we were what we were deserving of. People sometimes say, well, give me what I deserve. Give me justice. No, I don't want that either one of those. Brother Chris knows a little bit about justice
right.
over there. Hopefully he's going to keep those criminals over there and they're going to get justice. You know, but I don't want what I deserve. I don't want justice.
Amen.
I want mercy.
Amen.
Mercy. Mercy, God. Have mercy upon us. But we don't understand, I don't think, sometimes, you know, we wasn't just delivered from a little tribulation.
Right.
We weren't delivered from just a little bit of punishment. We were delivered from everlasting hell, deserving punishment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we were deserving of, hell. I can't even fathom that in my mind. Can you? I can't fathom that in my mind where there'll be everlasting punishment. And I'm glad I can't. I can get a little glimpse of everlasting joys. I get it while I'm at church oftentimes. And I'm made to rejoice while I'm in this old world. And he goes on and talks about the dead, even as he did Lazarus. He says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And they shall come forth. Shall come forth. Yes, there's going to be a great day when the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. No, he's not going to say to y'all, sit down. We're going to have a little judgment here, and I'm going to open my books up, and where you done good or where you done bad, we're going to figure it all out before we leave here. That's not what it is. It's already been figured out, folks. Jesus Christ came and he paid the sin debt that you and I owe. Justice was meted out. It was meted out on Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
Our mediator. The one who made the propitiation for our sins. And you know, that's one voice that we ought to all rejoice. We don't rejoice that he had to suffer.
Yeah.
We don't rejoice that he did suffer. But we do rejoice that he cried out on that cross, it is finished.
Amen.
The sin debt was paid.
Yes.
Now he said, this is not all there is, you know. But he said, as far as the sin debt is paid,
amen.
It's been paid in full, stamped. Now, why do you think you want to go and try to pay the debt again?
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Right.
Scripture in the 49th chapter of Psalms. Let's see if I get over there and get a little pinch of that. He says, they that boast of themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them, how many? None of them can by any means redeem his brother nor
Amen.
Give to God for a ransom for him.
Right.
For the redemption of their soul is precious.
Amen.
And it ceaseth forever.
Hmm.
See, this is not something that has to be paid over and
right.
over. Not going to have to be a down payment on it.
Amen.
Oh, and I know the folks are telling folks that you got to hear the sound of the gospel. If you don't ever hear the sound of the gospel, you're not a child of grace. Oh, I would that all of God's children could hear the gospel,
Amen.
The true gospel of the salvation of their souls,
right.
That they'll not all hear it.
Amen.
All the elect are not going to hear the gospel.
Right.
You can just get testimony from just this brother Obey as he come over here and he said, you know, he said it always bothered me that they come over there and they told my ancestors that they had never heard the gospel and off to hell they were going to go. But he said, I come over here and found an old Baptist church and went in there and I found the gospel that fed my soul. It told me about a Savior that went to glory. And yes, and he elected us a long time ago there before the foundation of the world, according as he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And yes, and he came and he shed his blood on Calvary's cross. And he arose again to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God on high. Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
He's sitting there now making mediator as a mediator between you and I mean between God and us. And now, and when we do fail, he says, but Father, they're one of mine.
Amen.
And when he does open the book, all he's going to see is the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
now, I'll tell you, his voice is powerful, and I hope we'll lift up our voices in praise to the God of glory. May the Lord bless you is my prayer.